Hello, everybody. I'm Brian.
And I'm Brian.
And this is Brian vs. Brian, episode 274, Dreamcatcher. All right. 2003, American science fiction horror based on Stephen King's 2001 novel of the same name. Directed by Lawrence Kasdan. Written by Kasdan and screenwriter William Goldman. Kasdan, or Don, man, he's got his name all over everything.
Oh, yeah, he's got quite the resume. Quite the resume.
Empire Strikes Back, fucking Return of the Jedi, just lots of big stuff he's had his little writing mitts in.
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't really directed much on his own of the big stuff he's written. He directed this.
Silverado. I think he did Silverado, the old Western.
Yeah. So here's some writing credits. Empire Strikes Back, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Body Heat, directed that. Continental Divide, Return of the Jedi, The Big Chill, Silverado, Cross My Heart, The Accidental Tourist, Immediate Family, I Love You to Death, Grand Canyon, Jumping at the Boneyard, The Bodyguard. Ooh, The Bodyguard. Wyatt Earp. Yeah, the shitty one.
Yeah.
Force Awakens, Solo, Star Wars Story. Wow. Lots of stuff.
This is a weird one. This one seems a little different.
Yeah, March 21st, 2003, budget of $68 million, box office of $75.7. Ooh.
Yeah.
That's made a little bit of change, I guess. Yeah. Starring
After
Morgan
watching,
Freeman.
I don't know why audiences didn't connect with this one.
Starring Morgan Freeman, Thomas Jane, Jason Lee, Damian Lewis, Timothy Oliphant, Tom Sizemore, Donnie Wahlberg. It's like a who's who of people, and just goes to show you, you know, you can throw Daniel Day-Lewis in a turd, it ain't going to make it watchable.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Second week in a row, we got Jason Lee. I didn't see that.
Yeah, what the fuck? And I heard about like who was in this, and then Oliphant came on screen, and I was like, "Whoa, what the fuck?"
Yeah.
He's like, "I don't think I've ever seen Oliphant without any facial hair." Yeah. He always has a five. I was like, maybe in The Office he was clean shaven, but I don't remember. Yeah. But he always has like a 5 o'clock shadow at least. I was like, "Well, that's weird."
Yeah.
Looks all boyish, and he's got like a nice haircut. Yeah, it's weird. And then Donnie Wahlberg, I didn't even fucking know. Jesse's like, that's Donnie Wahlberg. I was like, oh, it is.
Yeah, it wasn't until like the last confrontation where I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I was like,
he finally has his hat off and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it starts off. How did it start? Fuck, it's long as shit.
Dude, it's so fucking long. But we begin cutting back and forth between all of them, getting to know their powers to the point where I'm like, all right, I don't need four versions of me showing me like what these guys can do. Like I got it with the first two, but office with Thomas Jane, the other guy, I don't know the actor's name, I've seen him in the redheaded guy, but
I used to see him a lot. I was like, what happened to this guy?
Seen him in a while. Yeah,
he was around. You didn't know who he was, but he was around. He's like a friend of a friend if you saw it at a party. Like, oh yeah.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
He has a conversation with a student, but essentially the gist is that these guys share some sort of gift or power where they can read minds and they can communicate without, you know, telepathically. So that's kind of where we open. Some of it's kind of weird, like Thomas Jane upset. I think that's the guy who we start with. He upsets one of his patients. He's a therapist. The patient runs out. He's like, you're going to eat yourself to death with the guilt of your mother. Don't do it. Anyways, the guy runs out and then he like pulls out a gun.
Yeah.
And points it at his head. I was like, what the fuck is going on right now?
Yeah. And he never, throughout the rest of the movie, we don't really see any reason why he would want to do that. we never go back to that thought or why he did that. It doesn't, it's not like his powers are like The Shining. You know, where like, oh my God, I see dead people everywhere and the fucking voices are killing me. No, it's just kind of very mild powers, nothing to shoot yourself over. So I don't know what that was about, and we never go back to it or talk about it. So just a throwaway scene. We even wasted a squib. We wasted a practical effect by putting a hole in the wall for what?
Yep.
Why? I don't get it.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, what was Jason Lee's... How did they show him doing something? Anyway, I don't know. His fucking power is swirling his finger and doing something that I have no idea what.
I think that's Timothy
Finding
Oliphant.
Things?
I think that's Oliphant who does it, because he does the finger with the chick.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't think he gets one for Jason Lee. I think he's just sitting at a bar.
Yeah, he seems like he has the lamest of the powers.
Yeah, I was like, I don't...
Like, he can't really do anything but talk to the other guys in their head, while other people get, like, a little bonus power or something.
Yeah, yeah. So
a little secondary. You know how you always have two attributes for your character? You could choose the bonus. He didn't get one.
Swirly finger power. Yeah, I don't remember him having anything. He's just sitting at a bar drinking, then he goes out to a payphone, calls the redheaded dude, says, "Be careful." And he's like, "Why?" And he goes, "I don't know, just be careful." And he writes, what is it? Is it SSDD?
Yeah, I still don't know what that means.
Yeah. Nope. And then we cut to the redheaded guy walking out into traffic and getting his shit fucking rocked, dying.
That was cool, because he goes up to the this is the best part of the movie. I was like, okay, is this what we're in for? This is kind of crazy. No. He goes up to the crosswalk, and there's a guy standing next to him, and he hears a voice, and he says, "What'd you say?" The guy's like, "I didn't say anything." And we're like, okay, whoa, is he hearing, he's hearing other shit now. And then he looks across the street and like smiles, like he sees someone he knows, and just starts walking. And the guy says, "Hey, wait!" And poof, gets hit.
Yeah.
People are looking at him crumpled on the ground. He's like twitching and shit. Like, ow. They're like, "Well, should we call an ambulance?" "Don't bother. Yeah. He won't make it." He's just like, "Don't bother. What are you paying for their gas? What do you mean? Yeah, don't bother. Don't waste the trip. They got better stuff to do. We'll scrape them off the fucking pavement ourselves. Oh, put them in a pile over here in the gutter. Like, what do you think we're gonna do here, dude?"
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it was like 6 months later.
Yeah.
And then they're all hanging out, drinking and talking and eating. I was like, what the fuck just happened? He didn't die? So is he like, I was like, so is he immortal? These guys like can't die too? That's kind of cool. What's going on here?
Yeah. No. Yeah. Nope. He just came
back. No, we don't really go into at all how he survived that.
Yeah.
or what happened a little bit, but.
Yeah, all we do is we get that point of view, him looking up, and the paramedics are doing something like, "Yeah, just give up, he's fucking gone." And then we see a flash of like this little kid who says something.
Yeah.
I don't remember what the fuck he said. And that's really all we get. I mean, yeah, we cut to 6 months later. They're all together again, and they're going to this cabin that they go to every year.
Which they do every year. Okay, yeah. And I think they start talking about, "Man, I miss Dedit. Dedit? Dedit. Their friend Dedit." It's
a terrible name.
He gave us a gift, you guys. So we're like, what are we talking about? And then we get some flashback to Derry.
Yeah.
It's all interconnected, the fucking Stephen King. But so they're in Derry, they're children. And so now we're back. Now we're in It, is what we're doing.
We're in Stand By Me, we're in It, we're in...
We're in that. They're walking around, one of them's got a tight white t-shirt and jeans, you know, one of them's chubby, one of them's got glasses and is fucking weird, you know?
Yep.
One of them doesn't make it to the end of the... Anyways, so they're walking around, and they find a lunchbox. A shirt and a lunchbox. Scooby-Doo lunchbox. They make sure to announce that to the audience. And then they see three 15-year-old, I would say, boys beating up on this, I don't know, maybe 10-year-old boy, and they establish that. I love how they're like, "Oh, yeah. Must be from the," what they say, the retard camp.
Center or something? Yeah, retard camp.
The retard center, yeah. It's a prevalent thing.
Yeah.
And I don't... It's a colorful shirt, but I wouldn't have got that from the shirt. You know, I'm not going to assume just because you like orange, you're dumb or mentally challenged.
Yeah.
You know, it could be a child that's a Scooby-Doo. Like Scooby. Oh, no. Scooby-Doo? No. No normal would want
this.
That's
a full retard fucking lunchbox.
This would be a Ninja Turtles lunchbox or nothing.
Yeah.
he's in his underwear and they're picking on him. They're trying to make him eat a fucking dog turd.
Yeah.
Damn dog turd.
Out of all the ways,
every time, eat that turd, damn it! Another thing struck me about Derry in this moment. Derry is the most fucked up town. Regardless of the fucking spiritual shit, regardless of the demon that lives in a turtle shell underneath the town.
Yeah.
It's a fucked up town before any of that.
Yeah.
That's probably why it got chosen. Like, so we've established that every single fucking day in Derry, there are bullies pretty much attempting to murder people. Yeah. Every day. They're always stabbing people, stripping you naked, making you eat dog shit, crushing your skull in, fucking carving their name on your chest because you're fat. It's like the worst place ever. And I was just, that just came into my head when I was watching. I was like, God damn, dude.
I thought the like, same every thing. Day. Yes. I was like, Jesus like, Christ. I remember when, did you ever see It Chapter 2?
Oh, yeah.
I think that movie literally opens with like this two gay guys at like a carnival
yeah.
or something, and they get like,
beat at a carnival and like, thrown over a really? Bridge. Yeah. Like Jesus! Like if you are at all abnormal, you can't be gay in Derry.
Yeah.
You can't be mentally challenged.
Yep.
You can't have a limp. You can't be chubby. You can't be nothing, dude. You better look like you're just normal as shit.
Oh my God.
Don't wear bright colors. Don't do nothing.
Scooby-Doo lunchboxes.
You're getting better. Picked on. So, yeah, they save him. And how do they save him? Because it's weird. The guys are like, no, we're going to beat your fucking ass, too. Get out of here. We're making him eat this fucking turd. When he's done, we'll let him go. And they're kind of like, at first, we're like, oh, well. We kind of thought they were just going to give up. They're not leaving. But then they kind of get tough for some reason. Like the little one. I think it's Jason Lee with the glasses.
Yeah, the guy with the glasses. I was like, okay, I kind of wanted to see a showdown.
Yeah,
but they pivot in some weird thing where like, well, homeboy can run really fast. And he's like, just tell me when.
Yeah.
He's like, I'll run
tell
to
me the
road.
Do you know who he is? I thought they were going to say like, do you know who he is? He's the biggest track star in whatever.
Yeah.
In one state. No, he's just like, nobody can catch him.
Yeah. I was it's like, just okay.
No proof at all. But that guy got scared. Really?
Yeah.
Nobody? Shit. He's going to tell my mom.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they threaten to tell their mom. Mm-hmm. And he's like, why? Because this isn't right. Someone needs to tell. This isn't right.
Yeah.
You may beat our asses, but you'll never catch him. And he's like bouncing around like a Street Fighter character. Like he's hyped up and just ready to pounce at any moment, dude. It's like
so
just
weird.
Bouncing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it escalates a little bit. By little bit, because the bullies are de-escalating. They're kind of like, oh, they're getting less harsh. You can see it in their eyes. They're getting less harsh. They're like, well, maybe we should get out of here.
Yeah.
And the protectors are getting harder as the moments fly by, because the little one, I think it's Jason Lee, the glasses, finally he's like, no. Oh, yeah, he's like, you guys just leave. And then he's like, no, let's beat their ass.
Yeah, he grabs like two rocks, and he's like,
yeah, and he's like hitting
go.
Them together. Let's fucking bash their skulls in. It's like, God damn, what's wrong with this town? And it doesn't look like he'd be able to do that. He's very small. But I just thought it was so funny. No, let's beat their ass.
Yeah.
Picks up two rocks. And then the guy's like, all right, we're out of here, geeks. This ain't over. It was over.
Yep.
Yeah, and they help fucking, they clothe the kid, put his shirt on, put his pants on, and then I think one the glasses kid sings to him to calm him down.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I think they're walking, trying to get him home or something, because his address is on his lunchbox. And what is he? He says something like, he did it. And he's got like a really offensive speech impediment. It was like,
yeah.
I don't do that.
Pretty rough.
I did it. He
yeah.
said, like, I did it and raised his hand. So they got, they were like, did it? Yeah, did it. And so they just call him did it. We established that they go to his house. His mom's fine with calling him did it. And I think his mom calls him did it eventually by the end of the film. Oh, you're here to see did it. Like, that's incredibly offensive to call your speech impediment. You know, mentally challenged son. His name is Chris.
Yeah.
And he loves Scooby-Doo.
Oh, God.
Did it. Yeah, so then how did he give him the powers? They were like fucking...
Was it that was when they... way as another flashback, like the four flashbacks we get in this almost 2.5-hour runtime. But I think that's later in the movie. But yeah, I think if we're going to cut to that, yeah, they're small again. They're all kind of buddy-buddy now. And there's like a missing girl wanted poster. Yeah. Not wanted, whatever, missing girl poster. And they're trying to, they're just talking about it. And then Dudit was like, starts giving them powers. And then they find, you know, it gives the power to the Timothy Oliphant character, starts waving his finger. And they follow that path. And they find the little girl in like a, what was it, like a, the sewers or something?
Yeah, sewers of Derry. I was like, nope, she ain't in there.
Yep.
Nope. She is eaten by the fucking turtle
spider
beast.
Monster thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of that, you need to watch that show, Welcome to Derry, if you haven't. That shit's good.
I thought about getting it. I saw it like $24 on 4K Blu-ray. I think it's about grabbing it.
Well, you don't have like HBO, isn't that what it's on?
I do, but I'm in a weird, like, I want to own everything mood right now, so I'm buying shit. It's $24 the whole season, well, so.
Well, maybe make sure you like it. It's free. But I thought it was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But, Derry, like, yeah, oh no, she's in the fucking sewer pipe. I was like, I know what happens down there. Mm-hmm. Don't go in there.
Nothing good.
So not only are people just getting murdered and falling in wells, they're also getting killed in there. It's just a terrible town. So they go down there and get her. Yeah, they save her. And they're doing like a weird human chain thing because there's an angle to the pipe. And I was like, dude, it's angled and it's like ribbed.
Yeah.
You can climb that. That's no problem. Yeah. What are you worried about? It's like this is the angle on it. It's like, oh, no.
Yeah, yeah.
What are we going to do?
Jackie Chan would have got that girl in 10 seconds in and out.
And I don't know why we even needed this scene. It didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess it gave him their powers because they all, after they touched him, and he, and I don't know how they knew he could find her. How do they know? I don't know. And then they're all, they call it a dream catcher. Let's do a dream catcher, guys.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Where they all just kind of hold, touch his shoulders, and they form, it's like a fucking, looks like a snowflake kind of pattern. I don't know.
And then they make one together. They actually make a literal dream catcher together. Yeah. That big thing that they make. Yeah.
I don't get it.
Sure.
The big thing I got from her. Yeah. They just make a dream catcher. And I don't know if that's the dream catcher that's in their cabin. I assume it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, so now they have powers. Would you just say, I didn't say that. Yes, you did. No, I thought it. What? That's impossible. The only person that can hear thoughts is did it. Whoa.
Fucking
crazy. 40 years later, keep jumping back and forth.
Yep.
Okay. They're making their way to the cabin. Two of them are in the truck, right? And they wreck because of some girl. I'm not even going to attempt to go over everything.
I got you.
Fucking
so,
film.
So they because go, it's, yeah, it's it nuts. Is fucking a mess. They
so
go,
much to remember.
It is. Essentially, yada yada yadaing it. The Jonesy, I'm gonna stop calling him the redhead again. Jonesy and Jason Lee, I'm gonna call him Jason Lee. They're out hunting while Thomas Jane and Timothy Oliphant are doing. I think they go to the town store market, or whatever.
Yeah.
And while Jonesy and Jason Lee are hunting, they come across a stranger who's walking through the woods. A big, heavyset guy who's like kind of bloody and all these bruises. Seems to be lost. Yep. So Jonesy takes him back to the cabin, and the guy, for some stupid-ass reason, starts farting, and it's just like, why are we doing this? And then Jason Lee comes back.
Burping, sorry, I had some berries in the woods, I was lost. They're really wrecking me. I'm like, what's wrong with your face? Is that a wound? He's like, no, it's an allergic reaction. It happens when I eat peanuts, too. Yeah. Oh, God. And then they help him into the bathroom or something?
No, they put him to bed. They're like, hey, you need to
Him to bed. Yeah, so then they open like a window, and Jason's like, oh my God. Yeah,
Jesus Christ. And there's something to do. The movie keeps like giving us close-up shots of this guy's belly. His belly's like getting bigger.
Yeah, and it's like aliens. It's turning.
Yeah.
Shit's like moving in it.
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
Yeah. And he's like, you know what's really weird? When I first got him, he didn't look like that. His stomach wasn't that big. It was in his chest.
Yeah. So, okay.
Okay. Maybe we should check on him, dude.
Yeah. And then I think then we cut back to Thomas Jane and Timothy Oliphant on their way back from the store, driving through the mountains. and they almost they wreck because there's a woman in the same kind of, uniform as the other guy, jacket, coat. She's just sitting there in the snow in the road, so they crash.
And she's like, we gotta find. Yeah, they crash.
Yeah, they
Okay.
crash. They get out. They try and talk to her. I think she's dead. She's not. She
Yeah.
says, "Yeah, we need to find,
We gotta, you gotta find Jack.
Jack."
Like,
We're like,
obviously, that other guy, they're like dressed the same.
"Yeah,
It's
yeah."
probably Jack. And they make you think like this has more to do with everything than it does. I think these are just two people hunting
Yeah.
that got infected. And they're making us like, oh, Jack, and this, who's this other chick?
Yeah, I thought it was gonna be more important than what it actually is. It's like, oh.
Yeah, and so Tom Jane leaves Oliphant at a campfire set up to warm her up. He's gonna go get a snowmobile and come back and rescue everybody. And Oliphant's drinking beers. He's just talking to her. He's like, "Yeah, don't fall in love with me. You know, I know. I guess I'm attracted." Just saying stupid shit. I don't know what the fuck
Yeah.
he's doing. And then she's like farting and stuff. He's like, "Ah, that's very nice of you."
So many farting sound effects. Like, oh my
Yeah.
God.
And then he walks back to the car and get the beer, which he was told not to do. And he comes back with all his beers and he's getting chwilly. And he's just talking to her. And he doesn't know that she is dead now. But we're getting ahead of ourselves because we've already established what happens when
Yeah,
we see it happen to
the
her.
guy thing happens first in the
Yep.
bathroom, yeah.
So they go in and check on the guy in the bedroom. And there's just blood everywhere.
And he's gone, yeah.
Bloody prints. They go in and open the door. There's a giant blood stain on the fucking bed and shit. And they follow the blood to the bathroom. Like, are you okay in there, man? How's it going? He's like, oh, I'm fine. It's really going through me, those berries. And they're like, what's all the blood come from? And he's like, I'm blood? They're like, yeah, I'm not bleeding. And they're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It's like, we gotta get in there and don't come in here. Can I have a little privacy? And so they kick the door down, and he's sitting on the toilet, and there's blood covering the whole fucking room and the toilet. And then he's like, no, why are you in here? I'm embarrassed. And
Pants
then we hear
down at
just
his
like,
ankles,
yeah.
just sitting on the toilet, yeah.
And we hear a giant plop of like something hard. Like something, not poop, landing in this toilet, hitting that porcelain, just took a ticking, like you dropped a watch in there or something. A bone, chicken bones, I don't know. And they're like, what the fuck was that? I think one of them's like, what came out of, or what's going through him? And he's like, I don't know, but did you hear it? It's in the toilet. I heard him squirt something out. And then I think he falls forward, like into the bathtub, and Jason Lee has to quickly, like, sit on the toilet, because it's like gonna pop out whatever's in there, and he sits on it.
And it's
And
like,
then we got,
oh.
yeah, hey, what are we gonna do? He's like, I got an idea, and he flushes it. Yeah, he'll be stuck in the septic tank, whatever it is. They're talking like this is not crazy as fuck. Like, whatever it is, we'll be in the septic tank and we can enjoy our vacation. Yeah.
That's done.
No harm, no foul. Just leave this bloody guy here. It's like, what the fuck? That's the least of our worries, man. I'd be
Oh,
more worried
man.
about what the fuck it is, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. But I think even before that, we have the helicopters fly over when he's like
Oh, right.
sleeping.
The
So.
whole
Bunch of
quarantine thing,
helicopters
yeah.
fly over. Like, it's so much happening, and it's hard to keep track of the timeline. But helicopters flew over when they were like talking about how crazy this guy is farting and burping. And now he's sleeping inside. Helicopters fly over. They're like Apaches and shit, and they kind of stop and hover over. It's like, this area has been quarantined. You are not allowed to leave. Like, we have someone sick in here. We're glad you're okay. Should be over within 24 hours. Stay
Yeah.
inside.
I love
They
how
kind
they're
of
like
fly
trying to
away.
talk to him too, like, "Hey, we got someone down here. Why don't you come on down here?" It's like, dude, they can't fucking hear you. They're up
Yeah.
in the fucking sky. They're in a
Yeah.
helicopter. They can't hear
And then
you.
we got Morgan Freeman
Oh yeah, with the fucking eyebrows,
just
bro.
staring. Oh yeah, those big puffy bastards. Just staring. He's always got his odd little helicopter. He don't get an Apache. He has like a little fucking MASH helicopter.
Oh my God.
Oh man, they fly away. And then they go back inside and they're looking out the window. And then it's like Noah's Ark. Every animal of every species, two by two, walking out of the forest. They're all running. CG bears, CG rabbits, CG snakes, deer. All sorts of shit. And they're like, oh my God, where are they going? And the other guy's, I don't think we need to be concerned with where they're going. I think we need to be concerned with what they're running from. Oh, fuck, good point. They probably don't even know where they're going. They're just animals. They're just leaving. I should have thought of that. Yeah, when an animal runs from a forest fire, they're not like, you know where I'm going? The Palisades. I'm out of here. You know, they pick a place. So yeah, just to establish that we had a worm or something. No, we that was a long scene. That guy had to go get tape. Fuck, it took forever and that was their whole plan. Tape the toilet shut.
Yeah, tape. And then
That'll last the weekend.
it gets even
Like, not get a
stupider.
weapon?
I was gonna ask you about this. Is duct tape like a copywritten name phrase? Because they don't call it duct tape. He calls it friction tape. And then he goes, and I was like, what the fuck? And then he grabs the duct tape. I'm like, why didn't you say duct tape? It seems like a weird thing to like, do you have to get rights to say duct tape on film? But I don't know.
Yeah, a lot of people think of duct tape as the name of the tape, but yeah, that's a brand. I think they kind of started it. So all the other ones are like super adhesive or, yeah, patchwork tape. I don't
But
know.
that scene gets even stupider because we kind of sort of established, not really. I mean, you kind of piece it together, but Jason Lee's character has something with toothpicks. I don't know if it calms him down, it's a
Yeah, what the
habit or
fuck?
something. But while he's on the toilet, he thinks when they flush
That
it, they
pissed
think
me
that they
off.
flush it out. So he like pulls out his toothpaste container, goes to grab one,
Yeah.
and then it bumps again, and
If
they
you
all go
own
on the
a
floor.
portable toothpick holder, you got problems. There's not there's something wrong with you. No one should own that. You should have one toothpick holder, if at all, and it should be in your house. Never to leave. Never to leave. You may take one with you on the road, but you do not take the holder. That gets bolted to the floor of the house. Yeah, he drops it, shatters, toothpicks everywhere, and there's one toothpick that lands on the one tile that doesn't have
That
blood on
blood,
it. And he's like, I need
The toilet roll is still standing up. He's like
And I was
reaching
like, is
for it. I
it?
was
It's
like, come
that
on.
bad? You need a toothpick? Like, and then he's like leaning, and his ass will get off of it, and then like he'll feel a bump. He's like, oh, it's a sit back. God damn it! Ah, quit moving. I need a toothpick. I'm jonesing here. Yeah, he's crazy with the toothpicks too. Like, I think the first scene we see him in is at a bar, and he's had a toothpick in his mouth when he's an adult, and he takes a shot with a toothpick between his teeth poking out. I was like, is he gonna swallow the toothpick? And he didn't. He just kind of. Like,
Yeah,
that's,
like, what the
oh,
fuck?
it's weird.
It's so
So,
weird. Like, I would
trying to.
understand if, like, he's reaching for, or I'd give the film some credit if it was, like, some sort of weapon, like a knife
An
or
inhaler or
something,
something.
yeah, or something that you need.
Motherfucker can't breathe. He
But
needs it.
a
Yeah.
toothpick? Like, come on. So that goes on for fucking forever. So, yeah, the guy comes back with
Yeah, a long time. And he's like, and he keeps yelling,
the.
Jonesy! And then Jonesy, like, looking for the tape, he can't find it because it's dark in there. He, like, honks a horn. E-e-e-e. Okay, he's still looking. It's like, what the fuck? If you can read each other's
Oh
thoughts and shit, wouldn't you already know that? Like, you
my
don't need a
God.
horn. You don't need to yell at him. You know exactly what's happening, don't you? I don't get it.
Makes no fucking sense. But so he tries to get the toothpick like three or four times. It happens a lot. And
Yeah.
then the last try, he the alien bumps out. Jason Lee falls to the floor. And then we finally get the reveal of what it is, and it's like a eel-looking alien slithering on the
Yeah.
bathroom floor, and then its
I
face
feel like I
opens
have
up.
seen this fucking snake alien before. Has this been in any other Stephen King movies, or am I just thinking of very similar
Probably
things?
a very similar thing. I mean, just the mouth design in of itself seems
Yeah.
kind of familiar to me. Like I've seen the monster with the fucking 8,000 teeth.
Yep. It definitely looked a little bit like Raised by Wolves, that snake monster.
I know what you're talking about.
Very similar. So Jesse's like, you have seen this movie. You're gonna be familiar with it. I'm like, I don't fucking know anything about this fucking movie. And then the snake came up, and I was like, maybe I have seen this movie. I was like, this seems oddly familiar, but I think it's just a pretty generic monstrous, like a Demogorgon. They all look alike. Yeah. As soon as you put that mouth on something. But yeah, the snake comes out, and it opens up its mouth, and it fucking, I don't know, he's grabbing it. He's trying. It doesn't look like it's that big of a deal, like he's going to be able to at first. And then it kind of puts up more of a fight. We find out it has a pincher thing on its ass. Yeah, he holds up his hand. Off.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like gets in the doorway and he goes like this, like, oh, I give up. Bites his fingers off of one hand. He's like, oh.
Yeah.
And then it goes to knocks him over the toilet and slithers towards him. My first thought was, oh my God, it's going in his ass. Like, it just escaped an ass, and now it's got to find a new host. It's got to get a new ass. And I was don't. But it didn't. It did bit his face off. Finally, Jonesy comes fucking back, right?
I got the tape!
I got the tape! Mr. Lightyear needs more tape! Bring me that adhesive bonding strip. That'll keep this alien in this toilet. Oh, man. Yeah, how did... And he sees the worm, and he's just scared, kind of frozen. The worm just goes by him. Like, hey, what's up? I'm going to my master. He's over here. And then we get a big fucking alien, like a normal kind of looking alien.
Yeah, that you would, I was like, what the
big
fuck?
Head.
Yeah.
You know, the eyes, like kind of normal what you would think of an alien. And he sits, and he's huge. He's like 10 foot tall. His head's like fucking 4 foot wide. And then the eel thing goes up on its shoulder, and it's kind of smug, a little fucking smug bastard. It's like, yeah, what are you going to do about it? Yeah. Look who I'm with, you little smug bitch. I didn't like that. You are arrogant, you little eel. And then the alien, what, Jonesy's like, what do you want? And then the alien explodes his head. His head blows up in a puff of red dust, and he inhales the dust a la Stranger Things. Yeah. Your soul is mine. All of Shang Tsung, he sucks that motherfucker in like it's a fucking bong hit. Just draws like a pencil. And then he looks at the camera and goes, gets a little smirk, gets a little British smirk, which will make sense later. Like, I thought this guy did a good job when he was playing these dual roles.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck, that's a whole different character, dude. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Because usually that redhead guy, like I said, we see him everywhere. He always plays that redhead guy he's playing in this movie.
Yes.
He's just kind of a straight-laced, kind of normal kind of guy. He's never he's never crazy. He's never...
A quippy British smiling...
Yeah. He's just who he is. Yeah, and then it shows him getting the... snowmobile out of the like shed and driving off with that fucking no, but I think also we established right there what's happening. We get Jones's voice inside this guy's head, which is not Jones anymore. He's Mr. Gray, I believe, is what he's called, and we'll figure that out later. And yes, I'm in your mind, Jonesy. Hello, nice to meet you. Mr. Gray, wait a minute. How do you know my name? Who told you of Mr. Gray? And then it'll be like flashing back. I know who you are. And it's weird.
It's
and
very
we've established
weird.
For some fucking reason, and we don't know what the fuck is going on. We thought it was just a throwaway line earlier at dinner. He's like, oh, what about your memories? Can you remember that? He's like, you know, sometimes my... my storage shed of something like that of memories gets too full and I have to get rid of some. Oh no, did you have to do that? Yeah, I had to get rid of some 70s rock knowledge.
Lyrics, yeah,
and we think he's just, it's just a stupid line he's talking about with like he's not serious. It's not
a literal,
you know, it's not literally thing, but yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And he's the only one that has one. And I don't know, that's his power, I guess? So he has, in his mind, a physical location full of files and shit. And they're all, it's on a spiral fucking Casper-looking fucking staircase.
Yeah, like 5 stories, yeah.
Yeah, it's a tower of files. And he's like, oh, the guy's like, well, you didn't get rid of your Blue Bayou lyrics, did you? Because he sang Blue Bayou, right, to the kid.
I think so.
And he's like, no, some things that I just can't get rid of, I'll keep. And he's like, well, where do you keep them? I thought you ran out of room. Well, I have a small office.
Yeah.
SSDD. And they're like, oh, SSDD. Yes. And it shows him putting Blue Bayou, a little folder that says Blue Bayou in a fucking, in a little drawer.
Yeah.
And so we're this guy's in Jonesy's head, and now Jonesy is like,
he's like locked in his office at this point, right?
Yeah, he's like locked in his office of his thing, and he's like, I'm going through, it'll take me a while to go through all of your thoughts, but I have a feeling all of them aren't here. Where are you hiding, Jonesy? I think he establishes he wants to infect the world. No, infect the world, Jonesy, of course. What else would we be doing on this pitiful planet? Ah,
but then so there's drab. Also, so there's the British version in the real world, but also in that fucking storage unit thing in his head, there's also
an
alien,
a crazy
running around
version.
His office, or not his office, but his whatever, his memory.
Yeah. Like, which is much bigger than the aliens we've established or will establish in this film outside of that. But we do get a throwaway line from... They're all throwaway lines. They're just throwing lines at you, and then... Like, that does not equal good writing, that you mentioned a storage shed and then you show it. You mentioned why the aliens look a certain way, and then you... So none of them look alike. It's like, it's just not... It's just throwing lines out there to, I don't know, justify scenes. This is really strange, because Morgan Freeman is talking about the aliens, and he's like, yeah, we've been battling them for 25 years. You think there's going to be a little more mystery to it? But they fucking try to give you everything, really. It's almost too much. That's probably why the film is so long. Like, 25 years we've been fighting them, fucking Minnesota, man, that was a tough one. It's wearing on me. These fucking bastards, they keep coming. And, oh, yeah, he's talking to his team where they're going to go find the wrecked ship. And they're like, I don't think this was about invasion. I think it was just they wrecked because they've never chosen somewhere so cold and so, like, I don't know, unpopulated, I think. Mm-hmm. So it looks like a wreck to me. We're going to find the wreck. And he's like, when we get there, you're going to probably see some gray-headed and kind-looking aliens. And you're going to think, why are we slaughtering these things? But don't think that, because they're bad, and we're going to kill them. And they only show you what they want you to see. So apparently, their form can be whatever they think you want to see, or they think you believe aliens look like. So I'm guessing that's what that giant form was, mm-hmm. of that big alien. Yeah, but he's looking out the window, and he's watching like himself on the snowmobile. He's like watching his own life, and it's pretty trippy, and he's talking, and... he's like, I'll get in that office one day, Jonesy, you'll see. And he's off to go get Oliphant, right? He's still going to meet up with Oliphant.
Yeah, he needs to know how to get to the main road because he has a final destination.
He's got to find I've got to find the freeway.
Because the Oliphant is the finger wagging guy.
Yeah.
And so at this point, we go back to that scene you were talking about earlier, where he's with the woman. And now we've already established that these aliens come out of, you know, the apple. It comes out of that woman as he's drunkenly ranting about random shit. Attacks him. He gets into a fight with it. Burns it a bunch of times.
It bites his dick.
But yeah,
like I was like, "What, dude? How did your dick not get bit off? Like, did you see that mouth?" I call bullshit. Oh, and then he's like, "It tried to bite my dick." No, it probably did. It's probably gone.
Oh my god. So Jonesy / the alien rolls up on the snowmobile, and
Then it's funny because he tries to be Jonesy, but everyone knows because they can read his thoughts and shit or whatever they can do. I don't really know what they're doing. Doesn't matter. He's like, who are you? You're not Jonesy. Ah, you saw through it, didn't you? Anyways, my name's Mr. Gray. Nice to meet you. I need you to help me find. And then, like, Jonesy's watching this happen through the window. He's like, just tell him what he needs to know.
Yeah.
And then I think he does tell him.
Yeah, he does. Or just points. Thing and yeah.
Yeah. And then he's like, good, now get on board. Does he get on board?
He does, yeah.
He does. Okay. And then we move on. Then I think we have...
this is all within the first 45 minutes of the movie, by the way.
Jesus Christ. Still
another hour and a half of this movie to go. Yeah. So, yeah, he's looking for the highway, the military stuff. Tom Sizemore is in this movie. Forgot to mention.
Yeah.
The right hand of Morgan
Freeman. Right hand general to Morgan Freeman, yeah. Who's actually going to, I don't know, do something good. What is Tom Jane doing?
Right now? Oh, I actually like this scene. This is one of the scenes I actually liked. But he finally makes it back to the cabin. All the shit's already gone down. He has no fucking idea what's happening.
And yeah. He walks
into the cabin. Like, the whole cabin's kind of, like, covered in, like, blood.
Covered in red dust, though.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like the red fucking dusty covering is spreading in mm-hmm. the cabin.
It's like when you go to the movie Alien, any of the Alien movies, when you walk into one of their dens, everything's on the wall. It's yeah. all fucking gooey and shit. It's like that, but
slimy
red.
And shit.
Yeah. So he walks, he's like, well, this is peculiar. So he keeps walking through. He has a gun and goes into the bedroom, sees the eel, one of those eel aliens on the center of the bed.
Yeah.
Up, and there's like
with eggs,
a pile of eggs in the middle. Mm-hmm. And then he's thinking about burning it, and he doesn't write it, and he yeah. sees something behind the pillow, sees already cracked eggs, and he's like, what the
yeah.
fuck? Looks down, see these little, tiny little aliens mm-hmm. crawling out from under the bed, starts squashing them, burns the whole place down. I don't know, I like that scene.
Yeah, and they start crawling up his boots. I'm like, oh, yeah, dude, like, they're going to get in your butthole, dude. You better watch out. They're going for your butt. He doesn't even know. He doesn't know to protect his butt. Get out of there, Tom Jane.
You got to put that duct tape on your butt cheeks, man.
Yeah, yeah, dude. Mr. Lightyear needs an adhesive bonding strip. Stick that dog turd up your butt. That'll give you some time, at least.
Oh, God.
Shit. So he squishes all of them and burns the eggs. And then he's walking out of the room. He kind of gets a memory from Jonesy?
Yeah, I think
so. Right?
Yeah.
In that doorway, he kind of sees what Jonesy saw, the alien and whatnot, and he knows that, like, okay, Jonesy's infected or something. He's not himself. So, yeah, I don't know, man. So all over the place. Then we have Tom Jane going after Jonesy because he knows something's wrong with him and he doesn't want him to leave the town, apparently.
Yeah.
Like he already knows enough to know that from nothingness, pretty much.
Yeah.
Just from a butt serpent. He's like, oh, fucking aliens, man. I fucking knew it. God damn it. Every fucking winter with this shit, this cabin. You'd think we'd fucking stop coming here. Every fucking winter with this shit.
I knew I should have shot myself in the beginning of this movie.
Damn it! And so he's going after him, and then we get some more on-the-nose Morgan Freeman. What if one of these aliens were to hitchhike out of here?
Yeah.
Do you even know that they could take over human bodies?
Yeah.
I don't think you do, really. And you know they can infect them and put eels in their asses, but I've never seen anything to establish that they can control someone like they're controlling Jonesy.
Yeah, yeah.
So what are you saying? There's just going to be a fucking eel on the side of the road fucking hitchhiking and fucking some dumb redneck bastard is going to be stupid. Hey, who are you? You alone out here, little buddy? Hop in! You know? And then the serpent's like, man, you fart a lot, little guy. Yeah. We're going to Massachusetts. What the fuck was that, dude?
Oh, God.
What is this, Fallout? You looking for the enclave in Massachusetts? That's not – Massachusetts has nothing. You don't need anything there. Aliens would never, ever go to Massachusetts. Never. And it's just – it's a weird obsession. Massachusetts. To do what? Because that's where, like, the fucking main line of water is that supplies, like, the whole East Coast or some bullshit like that. He's going to drop one of those little eels in there. And then that'll infect everybody. And
but first we have to go get Donnie Wahlberg.
Yeah.
We gotta go back to Derry.
Yeah. We gotta go back to Derry. I don't even understand how they did. How did they get out to go to Derry? Sizemore helped him? Or?
Yeah, we got to rush through a lot of stuff. So Thomas Jane gets captured.
We got to get the end of this goddamn film. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, Thomas Jane gets captured by the soldiers, gets brought back to the quarantine zone, and then basically convinces Tom Sizemore to let him go because Tom Sizemore ends up being kind of a good guy, whereas Morgan Freeman's kind of a psychopath a little bit.
Yeah.
Wants to burn the whole country down in order to kill these aliens. Tom Sizemore doesn't like that. Anyway, so he convinces Tom Sizemore to let him go, and then he calls his general, who is a rank above Morgan Freeman, to come in with a different plan. So now those
General soldiers, Mathis,
the army is coming in to take over the operation. So then Thomas Jane and Tom Sizemore are on the way somewhere trying to figure out where they're going, where Mr. Gray is going. And then he's like, oh, can I see your gun? And Tom Sizemore's like, yeah, takes his clip out, hands him the gun. He's like, oh, this is kind of fancy for a gun. He's like, yeah, it was a gift. He's like, I know. He's like, why the fuck did you ask? And then he's like, I'm going to try and contact my friend Jonesy.
Yeah.
He's like, and then he cuts back to Jonesy's mind. A phone rings in his mind.
Yep.
Picks up the phone, and then Thomas Jane's, oh, he's there. He puts the
Jonesy!
Gun.
Jonesy! Yeah. Sizemore's like, I think I made a big mistake. I'm pretty sure this guy's just crazy, and I fell for it.
Dude, I had the same thought when we get to Dennett's house. Like, Tom Sizemore's in the living room. He's like, what the fuck have I got? I'm in this fucking house with this like special needs kid with this guy's talking to gun. Oh, my God. So, yeah, they call Jonesy. Jonesy kind of lays it all out. And then, Thomas Jane's like, we got to go get my friend. He's the only one that can stop Mr. Gray. So then they take a side trip to, they get there pretty fucking quick. I don't know how they get there that quick, but
yeah. Right.
Get to Dunnett's house. Now he's an adult.
Yeah. And they're like, his mom's there. Oh, hey boys, long time no see. She's like, let me go get did it for you. Did they just call him by that? Anything? Nate, good to see you. With his fucked up fucking offensive accent or whatever the fuck he's doing with his voice. And he's all bundled up. He's got like Dora the Explorer fucking boots on or some shit, Scooby-Doo stuff. We just need to borrow one for the afternoon, Mrs. Did It. She's like, oh, that's fine. You know why I'm going to allow that? Because I knew it would happen or some shit like that. Yeah.
He's dying, if he goes dies,
yeah, he's dying.
Be happier. I was like, "What the fuck?
What do you mean, leukemia?" Anyways, have fun, boys. Yeah. Goodbye.
Take him out of here, please.
What the fuck is wrong with this fucking movie, man?
Yeah,
I should say right now, Stephen King has gone on record saying he does not like this film. He does not like the book he wrote. He says he had a bad car wreck, I guess, in 1999 and wrote this. And he says he was high on Oxycontins for the pain the whole time. And she's like, so I don't like the book. It's just fucked up. I don't know what I was thinking writing this. I know. I get it. Trust me. Yeah, I see the same thing you do. So, yeah, we get rolling back to the quarantine zone. Jonesy has now hitchhiked. He stops like two different cars though, right? He stops an 18-wheeler or something first.
Yeah, he stops one of the soldiers, and then something happens with that truck. I don't remember, but then he ends up getting a police squad car, and infecting the dog of the first passenger guy truck driver.
Yeah, and I don't get it because infect the dog. He's just like, here, eat this. Is it I think it's a body. He's like, yes, make sure you get plenty of the red part. That's the delicious part. Yeah. Yes, eat till your stomach's content, dog. So, if you eat the red shit, you also get a worm? I thought that had to be shoved in your butt or your mouth. Yeah. So, whatever. We're just making up rules as we go. All the red shit can turn into a worm, apparently. Because the dog is laying on the the seat next to him and he's driving, and you just see the belly just rolling and fucking. And the dog's like, you feel bad for the dog the whole fucking time, dude. Beautiful German Shepherd.
So yeah, it's established that that's where Mr. Gray is going. He's on the way to Boston to the water main, and then we got Thomas Jane and Tom Sizemore, and now en route to, you know, intervene. And then also Morgan Freeman, who's being not necessarily demoted but kind of taken off the operation more or less, out that he's putting he put a tracker in his gun that he gave to Tom Sizemore, so now he's tracking, so now he knows
where. I knew Sizemore would betray me. You're like, what the fuck? How?
So he steals his own chopper, and now he's on pursuit, so now we got a whole pursuit, a line of pursuit happening. So yeah, Mr. Gray ends up getting to the water main, and then takes fucking forever to get that motherfucker open. And then Tom
Sizemore... Yeah, you pussy? Like, what the fuck was that?
Forever. Thomas Jane, Tom Sizemore shows up shortly thereafter, and then but then Morgan Freeman shows up in the midst of this. There's a fucking shootout between Tom
Sizemore. It's like a fucking Last Blood fucking shooting at him in the snow with a fucking Gatling gun from a helicopter. And then Sizemore's just like, ah! Yeah, shooting at it with a pistol. Yeah, get some. Shoots it down, but he dies. So then Tom Jane goes into this fucking water treatment facility, sees him. He's like, hey, Johnny. Or what was his name again?
Jonesy.
And then Jonesy looks at him. You're not Jonesy. I thought we already knew this. Yeah. Didn't we already know this? Why does he say that?
He already said that earlier in the movie.
Yeah. You're not Jonesy. Yeah. No shit, Sherlock. I'm the British guy. And then what happens with that? Because somehow or another, the other guy's got to come. Oh, wait. He's with Didit. He brings Didit, right? Yeah. So Didit.
The slug monster thing leaves the dog and attacks Thomas Jane. He blows it to smithereens with his machine gun. And then, I don't know, that he like sits down up against the wall and they have like some sort of... he starts to interrogate him for some reason. And he's like, yeah, you're not Jonesy. Yeah. Tell me something that only Jonesy would know. And then it's not really working. And then... I think it morphs at that point.
He's like, SSDD! Yeah. Not good enough. I don't even know what that means. Either. Neither does our audience. That's not good enough. You can tell me what that means. I'd be appreciative.
And then I think Didit shows up. And then when he shows up, then Mr. Gray reveals his true form, which is like this massive fucking alien. And then...
Yeah.
Didit just walks up to him, starts rambling some phrases.
And then he holds Didit down. Yeah. He just says, it's over now, or some shit like that. One worm to rule them. Then the alien's like, shut the fuck up. Slams him on the fucking ground. Breaks like tiles. Like a superhero slam. Fucking takes its giant pincher, puts it into one point, stabs it through his fucking chest. And then Tom Jane's like, no, Didit! What'd you think was going to happen when you brought your sweetly retarded friend here to fight a fucking alien? Why did he have to come? Why did this sweet man have to die?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it gets as if this movie couldn't get any fucking weirder. Just when I think you couldn't do anything else, you go and pull some shit like this. Totally redeem yourself. Yeah, Didit turns into a different alien from being stabbed. He's obviously... an alien, but a different species we can see than this worm one. Apparently, they have a history. We're not going to get to know about it. Don't worry. The one thing they don't try to explain fully in this film is why Didit is a goddamn alien, why he looks like a human, why he's retarded as a human. I don't know. And so, he's an alien now, kind of like a goldish alien, kind of like a way more... kind looking alien. He's not like a fucking serpent. He's more like a normal one. And then he starts kind of assimilating Mr. Gray from the wound, and like this shit is covering both of them. And then they're kind of cocooned together. What are you doing? This ends now. They all blow up.
Yep.
And I think that's it.
That's the movie.
Isn't that it?
That's it.
And you think it's. You think it's not going to be... So it's only Tom Jane survived, I think.
Jonesy did too.
Oh yeah, he got sucked out.
Alien climbs out of him and takes.
Oh yeah. Okay, yeah. So Jonesy, and they're like, Jonesy, yay! And then it goes black. Then we hear some voiceover, like all of them talking. So I'm like, oh, okay, we got an epilogue or something? No, yeah. we're just showing credits over them eating dinner that one time. That's what's happening.
Yeah, just bullshitting with music. I was just like, what the fuck?
Hey, da 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 da. So,
what a wild movie, man.
So we got powers, we got dairy, we got aliens, we got mildly retarded boy who gives other boys powers. Turns out he's an alien. And so that was like, I don't know, his whole purpose, because he knew the future. He knew he just had to give them the powers in order to be at that moment at that time to kill this one alien. But it seems like he said they've been fighting these aliens for 25 years all over the world. I don't think this is the end-all, beat-all battle. I think we just lost probably our only tool against the aliens because he destroyed himself. This movie, man. You know what? I read a little review of it at the time, like a snippet, what somebody said. And they're like, I've never seen so many talented people come together to make such a boring, not even mediocre movie. I was like, yeah, that's a pretty good assessment. Because all these people in here, it's not a problem of the actors or maybe even their acting. I thought every time, like Sizemore doesn't have much, but he was cool. Freeman didn't get much, but I liked him on screen. Freaking, I liked the main cast, the four. They were great, all of them. I loved Jonesy and fucking Jane and Oliphant. Those guys are all awesome, but it just never quite adds up to the sum of its parts, especially with this crazy fucking story.
Yeah,
like half of it I feel like is just bullshit. You could have been taken out and you wouldn't have mattered. Like, he didn't have to be an alien. We didn't have to do so much of this. It's so long. 2 hours, 15 minutes?
Oh, yeah. It feels like a movie that's being made along the way, made up along the way.
Yeah.
There was no play. It was just like, oh, yeah. Now aliens.
And regardless like of it not being a very good movie, I was invested the whole time because I was like, I want to see where this fuck. I got to know how this ends. Like, what is going on? I got to see the end of this. But then also you're like, fuck, hurry up, man.
Yeah.
This is taking so long. Yeah. So it's weird. It's like a movie that I would suggest for a watch if you've never seen it, because it was kind of interesting. I liked some of the things they did with it. But yeah, I've never watched this again.
Yeah.
I think I'm good. But I'm glad I watched it. You know, Stephen King's got some, not the worst Stephen King thing you could watch, but certainly not near the top either. Definitely in the bottom half, I would say.
Yeah.
So it's just a strange film where you see a lot of people you like, you get a lot of story you don't want and don't understand. You just are kind of chilling with these dudes till the end, and hopefully you'll figure out what this movie was about. You don't really, but you hope. And that's why I think it's a... It's a 4.7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are aligned.
And that's it's kind of low, but I feel like, I don't know, when you're watching it, it might feel like a 5.5.
Yeah.
Until you kind of get through it, and then you're like, what the hell did I waste my time for?
Yeah,
4.7.
Yeah. Totally. 100% agree. Also, before I get into my shit, we didn't talk about the dialogue, because the things that these guys say that come out of their mouth are so...
Yeah.
Weird. I don't know if you caught that, but it's shit like, you bite my rag, bro. It's just like they're saying things that no one would ever say. Like, oh, he cramped his juice. I'm like, what the fuck does that even mean?
Yeah.
So many times they would just say things like that where I'm like, no one would ever say that. I don't even know what the fuck you even mean. It's very.
I don't know if they're trying to make us think they were aliens or something. I don't know what that.
I have
was.
No idea,
because it wasn't all the time. It was just a one-off line every once in a while. So yeah. I would say
it's fucking weird. But anyways, I had no idea what this movie was going into it. I just knew it was adapted from Stephen King. So, this was not at all what I was expecting. Movie's way too fucking long. If this was like an hour and 45, I'd probably be singing a different tune. But yeah, way, way too long. Way too many things happening at once. As you can tell from our review, I mean, like I said, it seems like it was made.
And you could make it that long. Like, what if you just cut out all of the power shit?
Yeah.
And just had a weird, creepy alien movie? That could...
Yep.
It'd work, guys. We don't need it'd be fine.
And maybe you probably don't even need the military angle too, because that takes up a good half of this movie.
No, it doesn't. It's scarier if it's just you guys.
Yeah,
you don't need that.
Because Thomas Jane ends up in Boston at that water plant with, I mean, I guess Tom Sizemore, but that could be anybody. Like, you can still get him there without the fucking military. this one's pretty rough. There are times that I was digging it. I think that toilet scene was pretty fun. As ridiculous as it was, like, at least something interesting was happening.
I needed more Jason Lee. He left too quick in the movie, I think.
100%. Yes. The intro is too long, like too many flashbacks. Performances are good for what they are, I guess, but like I said, the dialogue is so fucking cringeworthy that it's hard to praise it. The Jonesy actor is having a little fun, which I appreciated. At first, it didn't quite work for me, but as the movie went along, I was like, okay, this is kind of fun. This is
when that
fun.
First happened, I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Yeah, no! Like, who came up with that? Is that in the book that he's like an annoying British accent for the alien?
So it kind of grew on me as the movie went along. This movie is not quite an abomination, but pretty close. I'm just gonna go 4.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually think you hit it right on, which is that while I was watching it, I was like, okay, this is kind of
tire. Whatever right?
it is. I didn't expect this swing coming into the aliens. What the fuck? There's a field of aliens at one point by a spaceship with their arms up. They're being massacred. Like, what the fuck is going on? So there's
and they're like, please don't hurt us. No.
What the fuck is this?
There's no infection here. There's none.
So as I'm watching it, I was kind of appreciating some of the swings the movie is throwing at us. But overall, when it ended, I was like, what the fuck? I never want to watch that again. 4 for me.
4 and a 4.7. All right. How did you watch it? Did you rent it or?
I rented it.
Okay. I watched it on Tubi. You got to get the free Tubi with the ads. And the ads were always in an intense action. Yeah. Right? Fuck. And they were always during like an intense part of action. It would just cut away drastically from a fist being thrown. And then it would come back in. I'm just like jarred. I'm like, no, guys.
I fucking
choose
hate
a more calm part of the movie to put an ad in. God dang, Tubi. And I was just watching this. I'm like, God damn it, Tubi. I was like sitting there thinking, what if we were the type of people that only had Tubi? Like, this is our thing.
Yeah.
There's people out there don't want to spend money on this bullshit.
100%. So
all they have is Tubi or some other free one. And I was just thinking, fuck these fucking ads, man.
I can't do it. I often think that where I'm like, there's almost too much. And now we're on a side chat, but it's more interesting than what we just watched. But I often think that like there's too much variety and too much, you know, choice with all these streaming services. I just find myself fucking clicking. So I went to one of those. It wasn't Tubi. It's called Pluto. It's the same thing. It's just TV and movies played all day, like cable was back when we were growing up. So every now and again, I'll just jump on there. Like, oh, what's on? And then, oh, shit, you know, a James Bond movie we haven't seen in a while. And we put that on.
Boom.
And then within like 40 minutes, an ad hits, and I'm like, I kind of want to leave. I don't want to do this anymore.
I think I'm leaving.
You ruined it.
Ew. So 4 and a 4.7 on Tubi. Also can rent it anywhere if you haven't. You want to see a kooky little wild Stephen King run where you're like, what the hell was that? Go check it out. As always, thanks for joining us. We're here on YouTube. Please like and subscribe. Also on Apple Music and Spotify, if that's how you do your podcast. We don't care where you do your podcasts or how you do them. We would just appreciate if you do them with us every once in a while. All right, come hang out. We'd sure appreciate it. Couldn't do it without you. Until the next Vs. Peace, Dreamcatchers.
Peace.